small businesses help the department in everything we do. They're a great source of innovation, either just on their own or in partnership with larger companies. And when it comes to energy, it's also not a core mission for the department. So we're trying to figure out how to bring better energy innovation for the benefit of warfighters. So we have a double interest in looking at small businesses in this area.
What are some specific ways that you are trying to recruit ideas and recruit innovation and do business with small businesses in this area?
Well, my office just announced 5 awardees under an $18 million program to try to get better operational energy for the warfighter. And we had a conference where we really wanted to bring in small businesses to see how they could hook up with these projects. And we had more than 400 businesses come, and we talked about the projects, and then they had a chance to actually meet the performers and talk about what they could bring to the table. And all the performers were terrific. They were all from defense labs and other defense offices. They also talked to these folks about some of the opportunities they have beyond just this one project. So we're doing that, and in general, we're doing a lot of outreach through other offices as well to figure out how small businesses can inform what we're doing.
Is this effort just an efficiency effort, or is this a look at alternative forms of fuel besides fossil fuels or some combination of both?
This is, well, you know, the Department of Defense uses, last year we spent $17 billion on petroleum. Energy is a really critical warfighting enabler for us, an important capability. And we're looking at how we can make that a more effective warfighting capability. So in some cases, that means being more efficient, whether it's a hybrid electric drive or a new paint sometimes, or just how we use a system. Sometimes it's a whole new innovation. The Marines are using solar power in Afghanistan to keep their Marines in a better position for their warfighting ends and also to get off the supply line, to bring down the risk to the people that have to move the fuel. And the Navy's looking at alternative fuels altogether for the long-term interest, and some of their ships that use a tremendous amount of fuel, they're looking at, we need to have something to use, and we need to make sure that we're insulated from the supply and price volatility challenges of petroleum down the line. So it's all of those things.
I had a great opportunity to talk to Vice Admiral Cullum of the Navy about some of the efforts that they're making in alternative fuels. And that's on federalnewsradio.com right now, our Agency of the Month series. Navy's the Agency of the Month for the month of March. Did you say, Madam Secretary, new kinds of paint?
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing that paints and coatings on airplanes and ships can actually save you a tremendous amount of fuel, because these are very large, you know, very large ships and very large planes that we run a lot. And even just a few percent gain in less drag, it actually can add up to significant amount of fuel savings.
So it sounds like you're just turning over every rock that you possibly can. That's something I can't imagine how you come up with that, looking at that even.
It's amazing what we're able to find out. And again, that's one of the reasons that we look to small businesses and others, because it's not always obvious what's going to give you better mission effectiveness and better capability, that whether it's, you know, the very standard practice in the commercial aviation industry to have winglets. So the next time you're on a plane, if you look out the window at the wing, you might see that the tip turns upward.
Mm-hmm.
That saves a lot of fuel. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that can save fuel, that can give you more mission. You know, we talk in terms of range and endurance and loiter time and things like that, which are all code words in a way for better energy performance. And it's not always what you would expect. It is things like winglets and paint and better propellers that can actually give you significant fuel savings. So we're looking for all those things.
How do you evaluate the ideas and innovations that small businesses bring to the agency? Is it just return on investment? We can spend this much to save this much down the road, or are there other factors involved too?
When you're talking about a warfighting capability, we are certainly concerned about the return on investment, about affordability. Affordability is a very important principle in acquisitions. But we're also concerned about the return on investment in terms of capability. Because, again, you're talking about people who are going to war. And the number one consideration for a weapon or for a vehicle or a ship or a plane is how does it perform in those very difficult circumstances. So we're also looking for those kinds of returns, return on capability. What does it do for your warfighter? But certainly we are concerned, and increasingly so, about the return on investment and about the affordability of these investments. And that's one of the great things about this. Is we get a better capability for our warfighters, and the outcome is often that we also save money.
Now, if I'm a small business and I think I have something that will help contribute to one of these things that we've talked about, what's my channel for getting it in front of somebody at the Pentagon? And then how do you, on the inside, separate the wheat from the chaff? I imagine you get a whole lot of these that don't ideas, presentations that don't really wind up being something that you can use.
There, you know, it's. We see so many wonderful technologies and things that we're able to harness, and then there are some where, you know, perpetual motion machines where you're wondering how exactly that's going to work. So you're right. There's a range of things. There's a variety of ways we do that. My website, energy.defense.gov, we push out everything, every opportunity, every request for proposals. Any broad area announcement, all the ways that the department gets business. We put those on our website, and also there's the Small Business Innovative Research Grants Program that's in the Office of the Secretary and also in all the services. That's another way that the department brings in small businesses and looks at their ideas. But in general, we will put out a request for proposals or some other contract or business process that says, we need to be able to do this. And then the small businesses will have a chance to say, okay, here's how we can do that. So it's often in response to a contract solicitation or an RFP. And as I said, you can see those on our website. We're also looking at other ways to gather information that are more proactive. And once we've got those tools down, we will be putting them all on the website and the Facebook page. And there's, so there, we will get that information out to all the small and large businesses.